The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez. The country is grappling with how to handle the influx of Central American children who have come to the United States over the past few months. But more adults have been coming here, too. Over the last year, more than 55,000 families were apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's almost six times more than the same time period a year ago. And Florida is one of the top five states receiving these immigrants. WLRN intern Costanza Gallardo introduces us to one of them.
Saira is a 23-year-old mother. 3 months ago, she fled Honduras and crossed the U.S.-Mexico border with her two children. She didn't want to share her last name out of fear for her safety. Saira lived in San Pedro Sula, which has the highest homicide rate in the world.
I didn't leave my country for a better economic status or way of life. It was because of the violence, the gangs, and the corruption.
Saira says she had a good life in Honduras. She had a nice home, a car, a decent factory job. She loved her life until the gangs approached her. They wanted her to sell drugs at her job. For weeks, she refused to work with them and moved from city to city to avoid them. But one day, they found her at home. Saira says one of the gang members put a gun to her 7-year-old daughter's head and gave Saira an ultimatum. Either she work with them or wake up with her children in black bags. Saira says she couldn't go to the police because they work with the gangs.
In my country, they told me, girl, it's better to keep your mouth shut rather than full of flies.
After that, Saira grabbed her kids and headed to the Guatemalan border. She took a boat to Mexico and buses that took her all the way to the U.S. border near San Antonio. Her last stop was Miami, where her mother, Maria, has been living for the past 11 years. The gang harassing Saira contacted Maria a few months ago. She says they sent threatening texts and voicemails demanding $1,000 a month in exchange for Saira's safety.
They told me where I lived in Miami and to not be happy in the U.S. because they would take me to the Everglades with the crocodiles. They know the area here.
Maria would send $200 or $300 whenever she could. She'd make excuses for weeks to give Saira time to escape.
This was not the life I wanted for my children.
As Saira talks about her journey to the border, she pauses several times.
Not only do we put up with the cold weather and hunger, but other types of abuses.
Saira was sexually abused by a Mexican police officer at one of her bus stops. He forced her to leave her children on the bus and took her away. Lucio Perez Reynoso is Miami's program director for the American Friends Service Committee, working with undocumented immigrants in South Florida.
They have relatives and acquaintances, and South Florida has been a state that receives immigrants. It's an immigrant community.
Saira was caught at the Texas border and interviewed by Border Patrol officers. She says after they heard her story, they let her go. Her mom sent money for bus tickets to Miami. Now, Lucio Perez is helping Saira and her two kids apply for asylum.
We hope that her story convinces the court so that she can stay here.
I don't care if they don't give me my papers. What I want is not to go back to my country. If they send me back, I'll go to China or something, but never to Honduras again.
Saira says she would rather live in the shadows than in danger ever again. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.